everybody, and welcome to another weekly update video. I've just been outside enjoying my morning coffee in my garden, as you can see from the kind of blown out window here. It's a gorgeous day in Scotland, so I thought I'd take advantage of the sun while we had it. I actually was going to film outside and do my video out there, but my neighbour behind me has decided that he's going to build his deck in, and he's drilling and sawing, and it's really quite loud, so hopefully you can't hear it inside too bad. I do have the window open a little bit, so there probably is some background noise, so apologies for that. In terms of Azure news this week, we've seen the team release an API for managing and creating support tickets for Azure. So that's kind of exciting, and I'm hoping to see some customer use cases in the future. So I'll put a link in the description below so you can go and have a wee read. And like I say, if you're playing with that, if you're using it, and any feedback, please do let me know, as I'd love to hear that. The Azure Migrate team also announced that Azure Migrate is now available in the GovCloud provision, so you can now utilise that there. So hopefully that'll be an interesting one for some of our government customers as well. So this week I have been quite busy, I think. Every Friday I usually send out a weekly status update, as do the rest of the team, to the rest of the team. And it's always a good time to reflect back on what's been happening and what you've been doing, so that you can sign off the end of the week and feel that sense of achievement and reflect on it and have a good feeling going into the weekend. So I've been recording some small videos. So I've been playing around with how I record videos, how I edit those videos as well, and I'm trying to get into a cadence of releasing them. So I've been doing some things around Microsoft Teams, and that's kind of in preparation for the Glasgow Azure user group that I'm going to be running this month virtually through Microsoft Teams. So as I've been learning, as I've been playing, I've been recording some things and sharing that and releasing it throughout my channel. So you might have seen that if you've subscribed to me. But yeah, hopefully that will lead me into doing bigger pieces of content around Azure and getting back to kind of my specialist subject, which is Azure, not Microsoft Teams. But hopefully those videos are useful, and I'm finding them useful in terms of how I record things, how I edit them, and getting to grips with things like Adobe Premiere and Camtasia, and just figuring out what the best way forward is for me editing those videos and having a bit of play around the facilities and the formats as well. I've also been writing some blog posts. I've got a list on my whiteboard that you can't see, that's away over there, that has a ton of ideas on it. So I'm just trying to work my way through that. I also got through a video series, partway through a video series that I've been working on for most of this month. So hopefully I'm kind of hoping that I'm still going to be on track for having most of that content done by the end of the month. Although the end of the month is fast approaching, so we'll see, it may slip a little. But it's been good to try and knock off some of those things and get them done as well. So it's been fairly busy. I've also had a day off this week. So my leadership, my boss, my leadership have all been encouraging us still to take annual leave, still take time away from our jobs. And although we can't really go anywhere, you know, we're all in lockdown and we can't go away for the day as such or do an activity, they've still been encouraging us to take the time off to recharge our batteries, to, you know, look after whatever has to be looked after at home and concentrate on that and not have to worry about work. So I had yesterday off and it was really good just to chill, just to, you know, do some exercise, do some binge watching of TV, play my video games and go for a walk within my allocated exercise time. So yeah, it was good just to do that, and I really encourage people to still do that. I've still got holidays booked or time off booked for activities that I was doing in June and August, and even if we are still in lockdown and we can't do anything, then I'll probably still take that time off. I'll still look at using that time to, you know, take care of what's happening at home and just recharge my batteries and not have to be on the ball at work such as. So yeah, just a quick update today and this week, just to tell you what I've been up to and share what I've been doing. As always, I hope you're all staying safe and managing right now with this lockdown. The offer still stands if anybody wants to grab some time in my diary, grab a coffee, just have a chat or chat about something around Azure or even Microsoft Teams, running a user group virtually. I'm happy to do that. Again, the links will be in the description in the show notes, so please do check them out. And whatever you're doing this weekend, have a good one, and I'll catch you next week.